Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. A good show for you today. Coming up later on in the program, we'll have a review of the new comedy Morning Glory, starring Rachel McAdams, Harrison Ford, and Diane Keaton. But right now, on the musical portion of the program, we're going to be spotlighting music from the films of actor Harrison Ford. And because Ford has starred in quite a few iconic film franchises, we're going to be taking a somewhat different approach. We're not going to be featuring any music from the Star Wars movies, no music from the Indiana Jones movies, no music from the Jack Ryan movies. We've done individual shows on all of those things, and we're instead going to spotlight some music from some of the lesser-known slash less popular films from Harrison Ford's career, in addition to some of the more popular ones that don't get spotlighted musically quite as often. So, should be an interesting mix of stuff. I hope you enjoy it. We're going to begin with a score from The Conversation, directed by Francis Ford Coppola. Ford actually played a small supporting role in this film, but a very striking film score by composer David Shire, written for piano. Let's take a listen to some of it now. That's music written for The Conversation by composer David Shire. Moving from the intimate to the epic, we offer this terrifically enjoyable selection from the film Force 10 from Navarone. This is written by composer Ron Goodwin. The film was a sequel to the popular Alistair MacLean adaptation The Guns of Navarone, and nowhere near as good a movie, but still a reasonably entertaining war film, and Goodwin's score certainly helps it out a whole lot. Let's take a listen. That's music written for the film Force 10 from Navarone. We're spotlighting music from the career of actor Harrison Ford on the program today, and we continue now with a synthetic selection from composer Maurice Jarre, written for the Peter Weir film Witness, for which Ford received an Academy Award nomination. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music by Maurice Jarre, written for the film Witness. Next up, a somewhat atypical score from composer John Williams, written for the Alan J. Pakula thriller Presumed Innocent, featuring one of the more underrated performances from Ford's career. Let's take a listen. That's music written for Presumed Innocent. Next up, yet another selection from John Williams, this time for the remake of Sabrina, directed by Sidney Pollack. Not a bad remake, not as good as the original film, but nonetheless an enjoyable movie. Let's take a listen to some of Williams' gentle score. Thank you. That's music written for the film Sabrina by composer John Williams. Next up, a big bombastic patriotic score written for the thriller Air Force One by composer Jerry Goldsmith. Enjoy.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're featuring music from the films of actor Harrison Ford on the program today. One of his less critically acclaimed blockbusters in the 1990s was 6 Days, 7 Nights, in which he co-starred with Anne Heche. Let's take a listen now to some of this score by Randy Edelman. That's music by Randy Edelman, written for 6 Days, 7 Nights. Next up, a selection from composer Dave Grusin, written for Sidney Pollack's low-key romantic drama Random Hearts, in which Ford co-starred with Kristin Scott Thomas. Let's take a listen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's music written by Dave Grusin for the film Random Hearts. We conclude the musical side of things on an exciting note with a very entertaining score written for a so-so thriller. This is Alexandre Desplat's music for Firewall. Take a listen.
Thank you.
and that's music written for Firewall by composer Alexandre Desplat. It's now time to move along to this week's movie review of the new film Morning Glory. If James L. Brooks' Broadcast News was the comedy that primetime news programs deserved, then Roger Michell's Morning Glory is the comedy that morning news programs deserve. In other words, it's lighter, sillier, less substantial, and less deserving of critical acclaim, but still entertaining to watch. Becky, played by Rachel McAdams, is an ambitious young producer working for a successful morning news show in New Jersey. Unfortunately, network shifts beyond her control force her out of a job, and Becky begins to wonder whether her dreams of becoming one of America's most successful producers have just gone down the drain. Fortunately, an opportunity opens up. Becky is given the opportunity to produce Daybreak, a national morning news program. It may be the lowest-rated national morning news program, but Becky is nonetheless thrilled by the opportunity. On her first day, she introduces herself to longtime morning host Colleen, played by Diane Keaton, and fires Colleen's less-than-ambitious co-host, played by Ty Burrell. Unfortunately, the network doesn't have the money to hire a new host, so Becky is forced to promote from within. After doing some searching, she makes a remarkable discovery. Esteemed news anchor Mike Pomeroy, played by Harrison Ford, has 2 years left on his contract, but isn't currently doing anything of note for the network. When Becky approaches Mike with an offer, he turns it down in disgust, until she reminds him that he'll lose millions if he doesn't play ball. Mike begrudgingly agrees to join the news team, but refuses to participate in any of the usual fluff that is Daybreak's bread and butter. The ratings start to drop even further, and soon the program is going to be pulled off the air entirely if Becky can't do something to turn things around. The two central characters of Morning Glory are locked in a debate that many in the media have fought: mindless entertainment versus hard news. Mike Pomeroy has built an entire career on the latter, informing the public of major developments in the world and updating them on the things that really matter. Becky has immense respect for Mike's work, but as a producer, she recognizes that mindless entertainment is what brings in viewers. So if it comes down to allowing Mike to report on what's happening in Iraq, or allowing Colleen to kiss a frog on live television, the choice isn't too difficult. Morning Glory certainly falls into the category of entertainment, but it isn't mindless. Though it finds our characters scrambling to stage stupidity of various types, the morning television world in which these characters exist feels authentic and lived in. The film isn't out to refight the battle of news versus entertainment. It has empathy for advocates of both, but recognizes that entertainment has already won, and that anyone who feels otherwise is simply treading water. On-air foolishness may boost the ratings, but it takes genuine intelligence, perseverance, and creativity to continually find ways to keep the foolishness fresh and distinctive. There's a great deal of humor to be found in Becky's impassioned efforts to lower the standards and raise the ratings of her morning news program, and even more humor to be found in Mike's horrified reaction to all of this. Daybreak's on-air gags may be pretty broad, especially the ones involving the poor weatherman played by Matt Malloy, but many of the laughs are of the blink-and-you'll-miss-em variety. Every program is a frantic rush to the finish line as Becky and her staff scramble from one segment to the next and multitask furiously. Sometimes little things fall through the cracks. In one instance, a story about a sex offender is followed by a story about Jimmy Carter. The photo changes from one story to the next, but the on-screen text doesn't, leaving inattentive viewers at home with the impression that the former president has been convicted of a horrible crime. Michelle stages an onslaught of splendidly understated physical comedy as Becky flings herself across the studio, while Aline Brosh McKenna's script offers plenty of fun screwball comedy banter. The film's most noteworthy attribute may be its ability to find such a ceaseless stream of chuckles and the flustered rush of producing a morning show. The cast is good to begin with, but better than expected in some ways. I don't think I've ever loved McAdams quite as much as I love her in this film. She brings an infectious radiance, an unexpectedly superb sense of comic timing to the central role. The movie rides on the wings of her energy, and the other characters, particularly the studio executive played by Jeff Goldblum, seem to regard her with a blend of wonder and amusement. The casting of Ford and Keaton is sneakily brilliant. In recent years, Keaton's charming quirkiness has too often turned to degrading excess, while Ford has frequently been accused of seeming completely disinterested in his roles. In Morning Glory, Keaton is given a character for whom absolutely nothing is too excessive, and Ford is given the character of a grumpy old man entirely disinterested in his new assignment. The casting turns weaknesses into strengths, and the actors deliver precisely what the roles demand. Keaton hasn't been this funny in what feels like ages, while Ford refreshingly permits himself to really connect with the material. It's a pleasure to watch these two old pros faring so well. Alas, what could have been a sublime comedy is instead merely a pretty good one. The film's structure is completely predictable, though not agonizingly so. Still, every time the film wanders into territory that might actually prove thought-provoking or challenging, it quickly retreats into its pleasantly familiar routine. In addition, the entire subplot involving Patrick Wilson as Becky's patient boyfriend is completely unnecessary. We never care about the relationship as it feels like little more than a cheap attempt to add some obligatory romance to the proceedings. Wilson is a fine actor, but Morning Glory joins recent releases like The Switch and The A-Team in finding a way to waste his talents. It's not quite on the level of Michelle's best films like Venus and Changing Lanes, but Morning Glory is smile-inducing fun. I had a good time, which is what a comedy is supposed to provide, and I give it a rating of 3 stars out of 4. That concludes our time together on the program today. I do hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week for more music and movie reviews. In the meantime, we close out with this selection from Miss Melody Gardot. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later. Thank you.
never reach the tide. But it don't matter. Birds may never open. But it don't matter, 'cause when I'm with you, my whole world stays.